welcome you to the Imani Seventh-day Adventist Church. Amen? Amen. I don't know about you, but I am so blessed to be in the house of God this morning. Huh? Come on. We are living right in the middle of this thing. The Lord is getting ready to come back. I got up this morning, and I was just thinking to myself, you know, people on the job and people in the schools and people that you know in the highways and byways, they can no longer say. You know how when people say, when you go, well, man, I think we're in the end times, God's coming back, and they go, oh, man, we've always had this, and we've always had that. I'm here to tell you, we have not always had this, and we have not always had this. Just think of all the major natural disasters that you can name just since the year 2000. You probably don't even remember them all. Hmm? It just seems like Katrina was so long ago, doesn't it? They come so fast now, it doesn't even really blow you away. But to see cars and boats and buildings just moving along like they were fish in a stream. Huh? God is coming back. God is coming back. And we've got work to do. Amen? I want you to be encouraged, though, because actually, Sister McGlover, you've never said anything more true. Church in the arms of Jesus is the safest place to be. Amen. Amen. Once again, be encouraged. God is coming back. And I pray that you are ready, even where you are right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Their responsibility was to fight. And they ate the government's food and they got all of the training and all of the exercise that they were supposed to. But when they did invade North Korea, the American soldiers weren't ready for the fight. As a matter of fact, they ate so well that they were not conditioned to fight. If you don't know anything, if you haven't had a chance to read anything in the Bible, there is one thing that you must be certain about, that Jesus is coming soon. I want to tell you something about a sign. A sign in itself has no significance. It is what the sign points to that has the significance. I tell you something else. My brother that was in the military says, anytime you hear it, you're lucky. Those who didn't hear it, those are the unfortunate ones. I want to tell you that you have heard the signs. But what are you going to do with them? The Bible says when in the Old Testament, the fountains of the deep were broken up. God is giving us all of these signs. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. What are you going to do? It's time for us to be prepared. It's time for us to be prepared. You don't wait until the bus pulls up in front of or the taxi pulls up in front of your house, and then you're going to get dressed and put on your clothes. We need to be ready. And we say these things all the time. We hear them all the time. It was repeated to us all the time. There are some habits that you have that has to be broken. And it has to be broken now. There are some aspects of grace that you need to have. And you need to have it now. You can't wait. You can't wait until California starts pushing out into the sea. And then said, Lord, please help me, help me, help me to change my ways. That's a little too late. There's one law that governs accountancy in heaven. All accounts close at death. If there's anything that you're going to do, that you plan to do for the Lord, you better start doing it now. If there's any more faithfulness that you plan to put into your life, you need to do it now. Any little character you plan to change, you better do it now. Because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. The Bible has warned us. The scientists has warned us. And Jesus says, there will be an earthquake such as never was since the beginning of time. And every island would be moved out of its place. And I guarantee you, there will be no hiding place. Is there anything that stands between you and the Lord today? I know mine. I don't care to know yours. And I'm not going to ask you to come up to the altar. You have done that before, several times. It's about time that we saw some correlation between what we say and what we do. I can tell you that grace is available for you to do it. So today, I want you to sit right where you are. And you know the things that stand between you and the Lord. Pick the worst one and talk to him about it. It's your time to pray. I can't pray for you. This is a little too close. You got to do it for yourself. It's the closing times of Earth's history. We see the signs. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you have called us to be alive at this time in Earth's history, when everything that you have said in times past, we are the generation that are witnessing these things. Oh Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we see them every day, and we look forward with great joy to know that Jesus is on his way. Oh Heavenly Father, we look forward to your promise that you will make all things new, and there will be no more sickness, and there will be no more suffering, and there will be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. We look forward to the day when there will be no more diabetes, Heavenly Father. No more cancer, no more problems with our blood, no more problems with our knees. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your promise. But we ask, Lord, that you give us grace and strength to stand in this time of Earth's history, when everything is battling for our minds to distract us away from you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would talk to us on the inside, that when we watch it, when we look at things on TV, we would know that this is trying to keep me away from that great and awesome day that's coming. So that when we go out, that we would form relationships that would not take us away from you. Oh, Heavenly Father, send your Spirit that it would walk with us every single day. That it would guide our very thoughts, Father. We pray also that you would teach us what things are priority when so many things are battling for our attention. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would make this promise of your coming alive in our hearts again, so that we would look forward with great anticipation to this day. Give us the strength to so order our lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, you have heard the cries of your people. They have come here before asking that your grace and your strength would be manifest in their lives, even in the little things that they do. For those who are going to college, that you would tell them to study this, because this is going to lead you closer to the Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as even as those who are getting older and they're approaching their dying bed, Lord, that you would give them comfort. Make this promise the things that give them a deeper breath to know that Jesus is coming. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for our church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, that has been entrusted with this message to go forth into all the world and to tell and to warn the people that Jesus is coming soon. Oh, Father, quicken our steps, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to order our priorities so that this thing of spreading the message become our all-consuming purpose. We pray for our pastors and our leaders. We pray, Lord, that you would give them vision, give them insight, so that they will be able to guide this church as we go through this part of Earth's history. And when all the prayers are said, Lord, save me because I trust in you. When all the responsibilities are done, Lord, help me to take on mine and to tell my brother that you are coming soon. And we look forward to seeing you, Jesus, face to face. We look forward to seeing you decked out in crowns of glory and written on your vestures, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Oh, Heavenly Father, may we all see that day because of this day and because of what was said through the lips of Pastor Drummond today, that our lives will be closer to you. Draw us closer, we pray. In Jesus' most holy name, amen.
Praise time is kind of becoming one of my favorite times, I'm going to tell you, because, you know, I stand here. Now, I'm always, you know, trying to get out of having to pick up a mic and sing, but if I can get somebody else to sing, now, you all didn't see that, but my wife shook her head like, yes, I need to be playing the sax because that's the talent that the Lord has given me. But when I can hear voices up here, just something sweet about some real good vocal singing to the Lord. Do you enjoy praise? You know, praise is something that the word says that God inhabits. And if we really want to invite the Lord here, we need to praise him. Amen? So we're going to do a couple of numbers, the praise team. And I want you to get up and praise with us, because we're not praising just for ourselves. We should all together be praising the Lord. Amen? So join us while we sing praise.
Oh, Hallelujah. How many of you really need him? Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, we need the Lord. And because we need the Lord, we are here to offer our worship unto him. Here we are to worship.
Thank you. while we're there, does anybody in this room love him? Come on, don't give me the good Sabbath morning answer. I mean, you love him enough to give him your life. So now, as we talk about love, amen, you can't be in love with nobody and not express that love and continue to be in a relationship with them for much longer. Y'all quiet in here today. Can I say this, Pastor, and I don't mean no harm, but many times we think that certain expressions of praise and worship are made for certain denominations.
Watch out.
See, we say in the Church of God in Christ or in the Holiness Church, they do this and that. They run up and down the aisle, they jump and holler and scream. And in the Methodist Church, we're quiet and we're reserved. And in the Baptist Church, we just rock back and forth. That's all we. And in the Adventist Church, you know, we're educated, we're astute, and we don't. But let me tell you something that I found out throughout these 40 years of being in the church all my life. The Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And so guess what? If you call yourself a church, then you ought to be a holiness church. Holiness supersedes denominations. Holiness is about who God is and what he desires for us to be in the earth. And so today, I want you during praise and during worship and from today on and every day, if you love somebody the way you say you love them, there has to be an expression that comes from you if you plan on being in that relationship any length of time. Now, I asked the question earlier, and I asked the question, I said, do you love the Lord? How many of you in here love the Lord? And you lifted your hands. I'm going to ask you again, how many of you in here love him? No. How many of you in here, I'm going to give you one more chance. How many of you, it's about three people that got it. How many of you in here love the Lord? Then I want you to do this. I want you to take 60 seconds and I want you to open up your mouth and I want you to be as loud as you want to be and I want you to express your love.
Total adoration unto you. Oh Lord, you reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you. this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Oh, 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 I lift my hands in total adoration. Come on, if you know it, you can sing it, yes. Oh, because you reign on the throne. There's nobody like you nowhere. For you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Hallelujah. And I can sing to you this song. Lord, I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Now, come on, if you love him, tell me, tell him this. Come on, say, I love you, Jesus. Yes, I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you. Lift your voice and say that I love you, hey, more than anything. Come on, if you love him, so lift your voice and say, I love. Oh, God, and I worship you, yes. I worship and adore you, and I just want to tell you, I just want to tell you that I love you, that I love you. Anybody love him? Come on, tell him that you love him. Lift your voice one more time. Everybody tell the Lord, say, I love you. Oh, come on and express yourself to him today. I worship and adore you. I give you my life, yeah, yeah, yeah. That I love you, that I love you more than anything. I love you more than my mom and my dad. I love you more than my brother. That I love you more. Oh, I love you more than my home and my car. I love you more than these clothes that I wear. That I love you more than. I love you more than my job. I love you more. I love you. That I love you more. Oh, come on. If you love him today, can you just lift your voice for a few more moments and we'll be out your way? That I love more than anything. Let the church declare how they feel. Cut the music off, let me hear you say, yes. That's beautiful. This is what he desires from you. Every week when you come in the house, that you tell him more, more. More that I love you, that I love you more than anything. Come on, if you love him, bless him. Come on, if you love him, bless him. Come on, open up your mouth and bless him. Come on, open up your mouth and bless him. Come on and express yourself to him. Come on and express your love to him. Come on, come on, come on. He's a worthy God. He's a holy God. He's been waiting on you. He came to meet you. I said he came to meet you. I said he came to meet you. Oh. Can I say it like this and I'm gonna be done? Just say, oh. Why? Because he first loved me. Come on, clap your hands if you love him.